What's up, K-State Nation? Eddie Greer, host of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, with K-State University here on Primetime Wednesday, August 19th, 2026. Your very first time listening to this podcast, thank you so much again for taking time out of your evening to do so. We're going to divide this into two parts because, one, everything's dragging ass, so there's that. Mainly talking about work, and then I'm gonna probably have to let it go. But since I'm recording here for a little bit, but I am supposed to be getting some type of phone call. So there's that. So yeah, it's been again one of those crazy days. But he's sitting here now talking K-State women's volleyball. We're gonna just talk about. I don't think we talked about. Boy, there's been a lot of schedule talk lately on this podcast here, but we're going to divide this up. I'll come back probably tomorrow morning and record the other half of the schedule along with hopefully trying to get my other podcast episode going there, which is the EG3 pod, which you can find the same feed as you can find the Purple Project podcast feed, all things K-State sports. Well, that is K-State was volleyball, football, coming in a couple of weeks. Bill Steiner Family Stadium, Nichols, comes to Manhattan to take on to open up the Colin Klein era at K-State. So there's that. And plenty more. So there's that. Women's soccer back in action, I believe, tomorrow. See, my mind has just been jumbled around everywhere there as well. So make sure you are subscribed to this podcast. You want to be a part of the action for the rest of the summer and into the fall. All fall long. Make sure you do subscribe, especially, here we go, if you're a K-State fan. So there's that. All right, so real quick, while I have a few minutes, volleyball schedule, right? Just a reminder, of course, the rankings. Wait, that is not, okay, that's the tab that I do not want. K-State, just to remind everybody, we had an episode on this last week. Go check it out. K-State ranked 11, just outside the top 10 with 65 points. We're getting the Big 12 schedule again. That's going to be the second half of this. I want to divide it up partially because I'm waiting for a phone call. I don't know if I'm going to get it. So we'll see about that. I'm going to keep that off wraps. What's it about? Yeah, you're probably asking me. I'm going to keep that off wraps right now. So again, Purple and White, Purple and White scrimmage is going on as I'm talking to y'all right now. And of course, they had their last week. The volleyball team had their preseason game against Missouri State. Preseason number 2 will come against Oklahoma, and that's going to be this weekend, I believe. Yeah, that's going to be this weekend. I cannot believe it's almost the end of Wednesday already. Yeah, it's been one of those days. So this is that. So Oklahoma will wrap up the preseason by the way, Jason Mansfield, your head coach of the women's volleyball team, coming off an NCAA postseason appearance, which they won in the NCAA tournament last year behind the Big 3. This year, you ask, who's going to be the Big 3? I don't know. I don't know that question. But There are some attorneys on that team from a year ago. Megan Fox rings the bell to mind. I don't have the full roster up right now. Van Landen is another one. And oh, by the way, they're supposed to, those two ladies and Jason. Now, I don't know if this happened already, so I apologize. See, I've been in the weeds too long with work and all that. I'm working every day, seems like now, and work seems to be taking over. I blame it on that. But there's that, so there's all that. So, but K-State Invitational happening in a and this is actually This is actually next Friday, so almost a week from Friday night. You're gonna these ladies will open up at home. It's gonna be all quote unquote purple out against Texas A&M Corpus Christi, part of the K-State Invitational, which we've had this every single year since the duration of this podcast. Not us, but K-State there as well. We've been able to cover it every year. We're going to be doing it, luckily, again, here in 2026. The Pro Bunch of Podcasts, all things K-State sports. talking volleyball, and I believe we are talking soccer already. Maybe, maybe not. I gotta go back through all these recordings as well. I know I recorded another football episode earlier this morning, which that's a positional preview breakdown that'll come out at some point. I don't know when, but I'm trying to get all those recorded. Hopefully by the end of this week, so I can get those out as the countdown to football continues. Eddie Greer here in Kansas City, Missouri. Another edition of this podcast. All right, so you're going to have three games of the Invitational. Saturday, same weekend. So this is next weekend. Texas A&M against Ken Campbell. My bad. So that's a Saturday matchup. And then Sunday afternoon, lunch hour, 12:30, August 30th. That's a Sunday. Campbell will be the point for K-State. So it's Campbell. Texas A&M, Corpus Christi. I was trying to figure out those initials there for a minute. Is that another team in there? Or is that the same team that K-State is playing? Well, they're playing that. So there's that as well. So Campbell on that Sunday. So this is next weekend. Cannot believe it. Next weekend ratchets up K-State sports, and of course everybody's waiting on football the week after that. Again, I've been mentioning it all episodes all summer long, counting down. Nichols again opens up the Colin Klein era at K-State over there as well. Okay, so the Wildcat Classic next, as we go through just a non-con, because I don't think I've gone over the women's volleyball schedule at all. I know I've gone over, we've been in depth with football, potentially soccer. We've been in bits and pieces with big matchups with men's women's basketball up here in KC later on this fall and all that. So there's that as well as... Okay, there we go. So there's that. All right, so Drake. I'm going to go down here a little bit. So Drake, Wildcat Classic there. And, of course, this is going to be September 6th. So one day after the season premiere of K-State football, Drake, the ladies will host Drake, at Morgan Family Arena at 1 o'clock. And after the match, it says right here, says, Poach Meff, sign autographs. So, I don't know who's going to be there and whatnot, but there's going to be autographs signed afterwards, hopefully after a K-State dub over Drake. And then their next match for the K-State women's volleyball team won't be until that Friday, September 11th, when the Nevada tournament. So we have seen this with Jason Mansfield's teams open up with several tournaments in the past, and they're going to do it again. So K-State Invitational is first. Obviously, they get the Wildcat Classic. That's a popular one, whether that's volleyball or men's basketball. And then the Nevada tournament. So I would assume this will be in Nevada. Weber State, September 11th. And then Sunday, Nevada. the host Nevada there as well. So, and K-State is the projected home team against Weber in that September 11th matchup there. And, of course, Nevada hosting that tournament there as well. And then one of the national televised games. We had an episode about this few days ago. So again, if you've been to follow this podcast, or if you just joined for the very first time, go back to listen to the previous episodes of the show. If you missed out on the episode last week, please do so as well. We already missed Monday. Nope, no episode there. So there's that. But everywhere else to this point, there has been an episode. So again, we are mostly a daily Kansas State podcast, and we'll see if here as we closing on in this episode here. At least for the rest of the night anyways. I'm supposed to be getting a phone call. Phone call here. I'm not going to say what it is. Not right at the moment. So there's that. So I'm expecting something. And it'll be probably later on. I guarantee you that. But anyways, Creighton, one of the national televised games, September 18th, Friday, at Creighton, Omaha, the very next day. So Creighton you're at Creighton. This is in Nebraska, by the way. So I figured that out finally. And then you're at, so interesting stretch of games right here for the ladies. And again, we're gonna find out the start, and we already know some of the talent, the freshman and sophomore talent on this team. We're gonna get to know that. We're gonna get to know that talent pretty fast. And like I said about the big three, who's gonna be that big three? I have no clue. Last year I named the big three Ava LeGrand, Shaylee Myers, and Anaya Clinton. I specifically named them because of their veteran leadership, right? And their big play. But, well, Shaylee Myers, I did not expect Shaylee Myers to become what she was. Damn. And I mentioned on that on last year's episodes prior to volleyball, if Shaylee Myers doesn't step up right there and produce, or even the player that half she was, this case is keeping going nowhere. So that to me that was surprising. Shaylee Myers had been the longest 10-year Wildcat. Obviously, she's moved on to bigger and better things now. Clinton hit the portal, so that's a huge loss there. And he lost Ava LeGrand to graduation as well. So that's huge losses. And then Brent Schmidt graduated, and then you lost Simone Sims as well to the portal as well. And I was at least hoping one of them stayed. But turned out both of them left. That would have been nice to have at least one of them. But you bring in all this young talent and core group of ladies now that we're going to have to get used to hearing these names. Again, a name that comes to my mind that I've been spelling out on the show, podcast, Addison Massey. So that's the name, one of the names you're going to be looking at. Chandler Carter, another one. We talked about Carter in the summer there as well. So we'll see what happens there as well. But this stretch right here, September 13th to the 19th. So that's going to be an interesting stretch right there. And then things open up with Big 12 play, and we're going to stop it right here. I'm record part two tomorrow. I don't know what's going to come. We'll see if anything big happens within the sports world of K-State for the rest of the evening. We'll talk Big 12 when I record the rest of the schedule here. So that we're going to put a pin on it right there. The finale. Let me scroll down real quick here. Yep. So the rest of the way. Yep. You got all your Big 12 opponents right there. All right. So your non-con finale will be Omaha. One of our favorite not Big 12 teams here in the podcast, baby. So Omaha. We'll wrap up the non-con for head coach Mansfield and the ladies volleyball team, and then you're going right to Big 12 play near the end of September. The Pro Project Podcast, all these cases of sports, you can get it. We're a podcast trying to remember the day, which is court. Case. Content, iTunes, Spotify, y'all know what it is. The Pro Project Podcast. Hey, get on board right now. Action is going to continue to pick up. Soccer's already started their season. Volleyball's going to be falling not too far behind, and close behind will be football. We're going to get into cross country as well, and then here, probably around the corner somewhere, men's and women's golf as well. K-State getting on here in 2026, getting things started. So again, you want to make sure you want to be part of the action. This podcast is known for its postcast/reaction. After every K-State athletic event, we do our best. We're trying to keep things focused on the current stuff. I know it's football in the wings. There's plenty of K-State podcasts that cover that. Obviously, because, yes, football is the money maker. You already know that. But, hey, there's other things going on. This is what makes this podcast. I know Exit 313 has something slightly similar, but not similar as this podcast. Sorry. I love all podcasts. Ain't nobody like our podcast. That's for sure. We try to be a little bit more different, try to get a little bit more depth. So there's that. So even we're a little bit better than KCSN. Just saying with the latest content there as well. So I do the best I can there as well. So that's why we're different on this podcast, baby. So, K-State Nation, if you have not already, please subscribe. And I know you'll have 30 seconds to a minute. I'm going to keep on stressing this out. Stresses might be too big of a word. but we're going to keep on preaching it out. Please, if you're, especially your daily listener, it helps out other K-State fans find more K-State content, including this podcast, our Purple Project podcast, all things K-State sports. And I don't think class started yet. I have no idea. So
there's that
as well. Alex ain't not there. State of California. It's Eddie Greer here in KC, Missouri. Appreciate it, K-State Nation. This has been another volleyball edition of the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. And if I get any... Now, I lean heavily on Ethan Fitzgerald on X, because he covers... he stays up to date with the latest on K-State ladies sports, like volleyball, soccer, and women's basketball. So I'm keeping a close eye on that. If I get anything from that, we'll talk about it, just like Brandon Olsen locked on Gators. But right now, I just put it out there. Hey, get the audio advice you need, and then we can, analyze it how we want it here on this podcast. Again, Eddie Greer here in K-State, Missouri. Appreciate it, K-State. This has been another volleyball issue. Oh, yeah, but I was going to say, if I get any information on this scrimmage that's going on right now, probably it's going to be over here in a little while. Purple and white scrimmage going on for head coach Mansfield and his squad right now. So I'm very intrigued to hear who stands out, at least going into the 2026 season. This has been another edition of the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State Athletics. So, cats.